This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Everett Pena. Episode number 1084 is here. Let's get to it with today's topic. Black people need to die. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. The pace at which African Americans are dying has turned a public health crisis into a lesson in racial and class inequality. When white America has a cold, black America gets pneumonia and has a new morbid turn. Thousands of white Americans also die from the virus. But when black Americans contract a novel coronavirus, they die not only from pneumonia, but also from illness. According to a Reuters report, 1.7 African Americans die from COVID-19 each year, more than twice as many as white Americans. This is still an early stage of a pandemic, so demographics are incomplete, but it is highly likely that a disproportionate number of those dying from the coronavirus will be black. Experts say public tracking of the virus by race could mask a crucial underlying reality. The reason is the same because African Americans have a higher mortality rate than white Americans from other infectious diseases, said Dr. Michael O'Neill, visiting scientist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But this is a partial view that raises concerns about the potential for racial bias in health policy and policy making. There is still much we do not know about COVID-19, but one fact is inevitable. African Americans are disproportionately represented among the dead. Although the figures are incomplete, it is estimated that the overall death rate from COVID-19 on May 27 is more than twice as high among blacks as among whites. This is not just a coincidence, but a direct result of racial prejudice in the healthcare system. It is easy to lose sight of what this relationship really means and what human toll it represents, but it is important to take this into account. It is highly likely that a disproportionate number of those dying from coronavirus will be black, and experts say that public tracking of the virus by race could mask a crucial basic reality. The reason is the same. Americans have a higher mortality rate than other ethnic groups in the U.S., says Dr. John R. Smith, visiting scientist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Washington, D.C. Black people in New York City are more likely to die from coronavirus than white people, shocking new data has revealed. And it is not just a coincidence. Because of the high death rate from the virus in recent years, they are also at higher risk of dying from the virus than other ethnic groups. The grim figures, released Friday by the city's Department of Health, show the devastating effects of the pandemic in New York City, where residents die at a rate of 1.5 per 100,000 people a year. The CDC has been urged to be more proactive in responding to the outbreak of the coronavirus in the United States, while Oprah Winfrey has made it clear that black people need to take it seriously before it is removed. Fears have grown as administration officials and lawmakers warn that African Americans are the hardest hit by the outbreak, highlighting the persistent systemic racial inequality. It is clear that black people in the UK are more likely to die from the coronavirus than white people, the UK's statistics office said on Thursday. Using a model that takes into account a range of socioeconomic factors, it said that more than twice as many people of Bangladeshi and Pakistani origin died of COVID as whites, with 19% of them dying. They also had a higher rate of respiratory disease deaths than the general population, even after adjusting for deprivation, the Office for National Statistics said. According to the ONS, 1.5 times more black men than black women died and 2.6 times fewer people from other ethnic groups, including people who died from cognitive decline. Data from the United States showed that African Americans die of COVID by 19% more than whites, indicating a long-standing discrepancy in mortality rates between the two groups. Scientists studying the novel coronavirus have pointed to striking differences in death rates based on age, gender, and ethnicity, but their knowledge is limited to the UK and other countries in the Middle East and North Africa. Last month, the UK government responded to calls for an inquiry into whether ethnic minorities appear to be more susceptible to the novel coronavirus. Most frontline doctors are from non-white communities, according to a report by the Royal College of Physicians. The Institute for Fiscal Studies said on Friday that coronavirus patients of black and African descent were 1.5 times more likely to die than their white counterparts. According to new data released on Thursday, a report from the Office for National Statistics found that black women were 4.2 times more likely than white women to die from COVID-19, while black people in the UK were 4.2 times more likely than white people to die from it. Black men also had an increased risk of death, with a 5.4 times higher risk than black women, according to the report. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.